think Jason did last week with an extra week of rust kicked off and all that?
He performed better. Thought his pass pro was pretty solid. Had a couple of issues in the run game, but you know, other than that, it was a fairly good start for him, and you know, he's looking to build off of that again this week. So,
I know you'd rather have Brian, obviously, but just how big of a time is this for Jason to get all these reps he's going to get, both at practice and in games too?
I think you know, any time when you, like you just said, you get to practice everything from you know knowing that you're going to be the guy, it's going to help. You know, him a lot and helps the offense a lot too. So they're able to, you know, work together with Jari and those things. That's always going to help too. Familiarity is great. And so again, we expect him to improve off of last week. That's for sure.
Is that a tough conversation to have with Justin as well as he's played? And I know he's not a natural right tackle, mm-hmm. but to say he's not going to be able to play anymore in that position?
I think it always is when you, you know, no matter what player it is, you know, you say, well, someone else is going to go. But it can be. But, you know, things we discuss, we keep private, obviously. But every player wants to play. And so, you know, you have to do things for the betterment of the team at times. And so we feel this is a good move here.
When you look at Justin being kind of a jack of all trades, can play center, guard, mm-hmm. tackle now, is there a chance he can kind of fill that J.C. Treader job for you where he was, you plug him anywhere on the line and you're feeling like...
Well, he's already kind of done that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's done a good job with that. So.
Where do you work him in practice now?
What's that?
Where do you work him in practice
now? Well, it really was an advantage now, you know, to have him be able to take a lot of center reps. So, so he can get queued up on that because that's a, you know, a whole different responsibility and you're communicating with everyone left and right, even though we're very multiple in our communication. It's not just the center. But you know, just getting your hand on the ball and having him take a lot of center reps has been very good for him and for us. So that's where primarily, you know, but he bounces around, you know, so.
James, how's Lucas been able to practice with that giant club on his hand?
Well, you know, he's done it before. So, you know, at times when those things happen, you really just go back to really core basic fundamentals with his footwork and him. He's having to win everything with his feet. So, you know, for a young player, you know, I kind of look at those things as kind of a hidden little blessing, you know, because he's a tough guy. He doesn't want to play at the club, you know, all that stuff. And so this is going to make his feet better, footwork better, and attention to detail better. So, you know, he's practicing just like everybody else. I mean, does the drills just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. He actually seemed like he played pretty well with it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did fine, obviously. So, yeah, I know he doesn't like it. We'd rather not have the club, but he handles those things well.
What has it been like having Jari in that room this year, and how have you kind of seen him interact with some of the younger, you know, linemen on the roster?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys said independently, some of the tips and suggestions he throws around in practice have been, you know, some things that they've kind of been eye-opening in some ways.
Sure. I mean, when you have someone, first, just the person that he is, he's so open. He's like an open book. I mean, he'll give you everything you need and then some. And he's a great communicator, and you can certainly see why the young guys are always asking questions or tips or what would you do, you know. He has a heck of a resume, obviously, in football. You know, just has had a terrific career and continue to do so. So, it's been a big plus for us, you know. And, you know, when you lose some guys and you get a guy like that, you're very blessed.
You know, it's pretty possible that Evan Smith will start for them this week.
Oh.
Do you feel some pride or just, you know, proud of him and the fact that how far he's come along and where he is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of him. You know, I always say Evan Dietrich, you know, so you got to catch yourself with that. But it's hard for me to say Evan, you know what I mean? But, no, Evan's always been, you know, is a Packer, and I enjoyed my time with him very much. Yeah, just a tough kid, and, you know, heck, he was a tackle, you know. But he's done very well for himself, and yeah, he's a terrific dad, and you know, I've seen him with his kid. I mean, it's just different to see how they grow, you know. So it'll be nice to see Evan, though, when he comes up. It'll be real nice. But I am proud of him, sure. I want him to play okay. Not real good. No, you know what I mean. No, that's just a joke. But no, Evan's one of the guys you always remember and still talk to.
There's quite a few defensive tackles in this league who are really good, but what stands out about their guy, McCoy? What's made him so productive?
You said he's really good. Well, there's a few that are really good.
Yeah, obviously McCoy's
yeah. He's like right. Really, really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah, he's really good. So, you know, for him, he just does a lot of things really well. And I know that's easy to say, but if you want to pinpoint something and say what is really great that he does, you can't do that with this guy. I mean, he has great work ethic. I mean, he works. You know, he works to not stay blocked. He's got a terrific get off, you know, off the ball. I mean, he's as disruptive in the pass and the run equally. He's a guy that you have to, you know, that you turn on the tape, he's showing up frequently. So, terrific football player. It really is a very good football player, and got to meet him on occasion with the Pro Bowl, and was a class act, a good person, you know. But he's a really, really good football player.
You mentioned Jari's body of work. You've developed a lot of linemen. How much have you enjoyed a guy who has seen as much football as he has coming in and coaching him for the first time?
Well, it's always it's fun to pick people's brains, you know what I mean, and see how they've done things, and it's you know, it's kind of neat when you have someone come from, okay, what did the other coaches that coached you, what did they do, what did they emphasize, and you try to build that into your own stuff, and you know, different techniques or really different things of watching tape, what do you see in this player, you know, or this defense, and when you get someone that has, you know, that many years and background, you'd be a fool not to listen, you know. So that's been really good for us.
Why was Oleg John a good fit for that third tight end position?
I'm sorry, what, Tom?
Why was he a good fit for that third tight end position?
Well, I mean, because he plays on the edge, you know. As a tackle, you hear the snap count, voice flexion, and that. So you always try to – you try to get someone that, you know, that or someone that puts a hand on the ball, you know, getting off on the snap is difficult at times. So you certainly don't want to have, you know, look inside there and stuff. And plus he's big. I mean, he's long and, you know, so he's done a good job with that. He's played a few, I think he had 3 snaps or so last week and did a good job. So, you know, just one of those things. Yeah.
Camp, if you bring up the screen pass to Jamal Williams, the first thing anybody says, whether it was Edgar a little while ago or Williams or other people, is Corey's block. I'm just wondering what kind of year he's had. We spent a lot of time talking about a lot of offensive linemen this year because of all the juggling. What kind of year has he had?
Well, he's been very consistent. I mean, obviously he hasn't missed a snap. He and 73 have not. That's a tribute to him and the work that he put in to get his body back from the surgery and all that stuff. That's not easy to do. I mean, when you kind of come back from things and you miss a lot, you know. So he has really started to play really well the last 3 or 4 games, you know, getting his pads down and doing those things. You know, he's just been very consistent and very stabilizing for the group, you know. And when you can do that and have your center keep his hand on the ball and have one, That's a bonus. So he's done a really good job with that. And, you know, certainly the screen was a heck of a play, you know, by him, you know, recognizing man and sliding out and getting, you know, it just takes a nick, you know, to get that. But you have to first recognize that, and he put himself in position to make that block against a guy who's really fast, you know. I mean, kid's fast, so and we all kind of teased him and said, you know, it's Ohio State guy. And I said, yeah, that's why I just bumped him. If somebody else, I would have thumped him. I said, okay, Corey. You know, but he did a heck of a job. But he's been very consistent and very proud of the way he's handled the stuff that's gone on around him, too. I mean, it's an adjustment when you're a center, and then you all of a sudden you have a guard this week, then you have another guard. You know, it's tough. It can be tough sometimes. So, but he's done a very good job. I mean, his leadership skills have gone way up. So.
One other thing about Jason, the focus is playing well these five games and you guys winning them all.
Yes.
Ask this knowing that. Who knows what Brian's timeline is going to be, the timing of his injury, whether he's able to be back. Is this also a chance to show, hey, I can do the job if you guys need me to be the number one guy next year?
I understand your question, but I'm kind of uncomfortable answering that question because I don't think it's fair to either guy. You know what I mean? I understand your question. I guess.
I'm not saying to get rid of Brian. I'm just saying if he's not.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't even think about that part. But I mean, how much time does it take for somebody to fully recover from that?
Right.
It could be in weeks into the preseason. Hell, I don't even know what that is. But, I would say from a professional standpoint, or I don't care what level of football you're playing, that if somebody in front of me went down and I had the opportunity to step in, I mean, it's human nature, right? I mean, I'm taking the spot. I mean, wouldn't anybody think that? I would, you know, Brian Blog is going to come back from that thing. I mean, you know he is. He's done it before, and I know I've talked to Mark when he had his before. He said, hey, the second time is easier because your expectations. Then you can put your own timelines on stuff. And I know Brian's got that mentality. But certainly I would hope that Jason would say, hey, look, this is a chance for me to prove, and why can't I be the guy? You know, and I would hope I'm sure he's thinking that. I mean, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but I mean, why wouldn't you? I hope I kind of answered your question. I just kind of uncomfortable when you talk about it.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You know,
sorry to make that comment.
It's November 30th. Tomorrow's December. So December, it's Christmas time. Like, we're getting closer. So it's December, right?
That's a good
answer. That's it. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Can I get off now? All right. See you guys in 2 weeks. Hopefully we get two of those. All right.